Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast, hosted by Lifeway. Ron's mission is to help church leaders become better leaders. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we're talking about how to manage the highs and lows of ministry. And I'm assuming you've seen both, you've felt both. So, you know, walk us through this.
Yeah, I have. You know, anyone who has been in ministry very long at all has had great, wonderful seasons, even days of ministry. And then they've had some that are just hard. And I call those Monday, the hard ones, because you can have the best Sunday ever and the critics just show up on Monday morning. I don't know why that is, but it is. Sometimes it's on Sunday while you're walking out of the church building. Sometimes you hear about it while they're, hey, we talked about you over lunch today. That was a terrible sermon. Not so much just like that, but you know, I preached at one of our campuses this past weekend. This is funny. And somebody said, yeah, I appreciate you being here, but we sure wish our campus pastor was here today.
Like, okay. Thanks for that.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You know, that's great encouragement. Now, thankfully, that was said on the front of the message, and after the message, they were nice. But you know, people will just tell you what they think, and that's the point, too. Sometimes, and you have to be a pastor almost to understand this, but sometimes it happens when you're walking up to the podium to preach. You know, they're going to hit you with something. So there are good days, there are bad days, there are highs, there are lows in ministry. So here's just four quick tips to balance those highs and lows.
Yeah. Let's hop in. What about number one?
Number one is to find your rhythm. What is it that helps you best to manage those highs and lows? You'll be healthier, you'll be happier when you find that rhythm, that balance is another word, but I think rhythm is a better word that works for you. What the right amount of sleep, the right amount of exercise and eating, what you say no to, what you say yes to. I found that checklists help keep me on tasks, but I try to have as much as possible a routine every single week that allows me to navigate the highs and lows. It's my rhythm. Now, there are going to be interruptions. There are going to be things that happen that I didn't plan. But if I've got that rhythm going, I can better handle those interruptions when they come.
I know you joked that Monday is often the low. You know, how have you structured, this is kind of just getting really practical, how have you structured your Monday? I've heard people say, you know, some people have a lot of meetings that day to just jump right in. Some are more like, I want to take some time to jump into sermon prep or reflect. What has worked for you that maybe somebody could learn from?
Well, and again, like you said, whatever works for you, because it's your rhythm. But for me, I'm going to kind of pack out Monday and Tuesday with meetings, and then I can coast the rest, not coast, but work hard on my message, coast out of meetings and into, you know, just reflection time, preparing for the weekend. So Monday and Tuesdays, I pretty much pack out, and you know, I'm brain dead anyway from the weekend, so I don't have to. I sit in meetings, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll take notes, and we'll process it later. No, I mean, I'm trying to give my best at that meeting, but it's more helpful to me to focus on the business of the church and my job on Mondays and Tuesdays, and give a better part of myself on Wednesdays and Thursdays and sometimes Fridays towards the message, which is what I feel like ultimately God's called me to do.
That's really helpful. You know, like you said, it's for everybody. You know, your schedule will not work for everyone. So, you know, figure out what that works for you, but find your rhythm. Number two?
Number two is to lean into other people. And we say this all the time, but man, I tell you, leaders and especially pastors, it just seems like they try to do it by themselves. And I don't understand that. But, you know, before we recorded this, I went and met with another pastor, and I didn't have time for that, to be quite honest. But it was, you know, iron sharpening iron, and I want to do it more. So, and the busier I get, the more I need that. So you've got to be willing to humble yourself, be vulnerable, and say, you know, help me think through this. And if you need a counselor, do that. You know, whatever you need, lean into other people. Don't do it alone.
I feel like number three is kind of along those same lines. So let's jump to number three.
Yeah, number three is become a better delegator. So I'm usually going to lean into peers or even to people that maybe have more experience than me. I'm not going to lead into my team, but they're looking for me for direction and they're trying to find that rhythm themselves. But I'm going to trust my team and try to drop the right to control everything and be more intentional about allowing other people to help share the burden. So I want to give away as much as I can to the team I'm trying to lead.
And wrap it up with number four.
Yeah. Always keep the vision in front of you. You know, that's the bottom line of how you navigate the highs and lows is simply to keep remembering why you're doing what you're doing. If you're having a bad day, I always say if I'm having a bad day, and that's called Monday again, if I'm having a bad day and critics are rising or whatever that is, I'm just going to get back to doing the work God called me to. I may take a break, go to the coffee shop and talk to people and get to know real people, but just nurture, love people, remember why you're doing what you're doing.
That's really helpful. Well, thanks for listening. We hope this helps you manage both the highs and the lows of ministry. We know that that is a real thing. So hopefully these tips help you. And if you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue to get the word out by liking, sharing, reviewing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.